That's debatable.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Well,
no one uses a go.
3, 2,
that's debatable.
Pretty good intro,
is that
right?
Your opening jingle.
Yeah, that's debatable.
That's debatable.
It's between that and that's debatable. That's debatable.
Yeah. Bop. I like that. That's a good one.
Okay. It doesn't go with my music bed at all that you can hear right now. Anywho.
I'm going with
while
that.
We're
I don't have any,
hang
have
on.
Any headphones.
I don't know that I'd pay for a show to hear you sing.
It's debatable.
Dude.
He got the title wrong.
Can you give me another one of those with that's debatable?
Sorry about that.
You were really close.
There's a contract in today.
All right.
That's debatable.
Okay, that's good. That was a, what was that, a G? Can
yeah.
I get that?
Where was
like
a G.
A D? D?
A D?
And a D?
A D. That's debatable.
All right, down a fifth.
No, shut up.
That's debatable.
Oh, look at that one. Okay, good.
Start,
I got a couple of good
going
takes.
Down a fifth, when you start going down a fifth, that's get, it gets hard for a non-professional singer like JC to match that.
That's debatable.
That is debatable.
Now, I have no idea what I'm talking about, so that's why I was like, down a fifth is the only thing
you're
throwing words out
up.
There. Let's get this thing underway. That's debatable. I've got a couple of my good friends here. You got Elena, the selfie queen, who I don't really understand how you ended up being queen. Were you born into that? Like, you know, queens have a lineage.
Hey, that's a Kelly Raspberry question.
Okay. And we've also got Greg Jake radio name.
So.
And how do you get radio name? What was that? What's the story behind that?
Also a Kelly thing. We both got our nicknames from Kelly.
Well, kind of. So do you want the short version
short
or the
version.
Long version?
Let's make it quick.
Back in 1998, Kid Craddock started calling me Greg Phoenix. Fast forward a long time, I started working here, and he was like, hey, your name's Greg. And I'm like, yeah, that's right. And then Rob Chickering was like, well, no, we call him Jake. And then Kelly Raspberry said, no, I don't call him any of those. I call him Dawson. And then and then Robert was like, no, I know him as Rex.
Yep.
And so all this other—
because you've
like,
had so many radio names.
And then Kid was like, hey, we'll just call you Greg Jake radio name.
Perfect. Very nice.
I thought Kelly was the one that said, we'll call you Greg Jake radio name.
She could never figure out what to call me, so she would always be like, Greg Jake, radio, whatever stupid name, okay. Something, something, something.
Gotcha.
Something.
And then I just want to start something off with something that makes no sense at all.
Sure.
No topic, or this isn't really our main topic. Why don't they call astronauts nastronauts? Like NASA astronauts.
Was NASA named first, or was astronauts named first?
I think astronauts were named first.
No way. NASA had to be named first.
I don't think so.
You have to have an astronaut to have a NASA.
But no, you have to have the organization that sends you to space to send you to the astrosphere.
But is
before
NASA
you have an
the
astronaut.
Only place that sends people into the spaces?
Well, Russia has cosmonauts.
Because they're going into the cosmos.
But they're the same thing. They both go to the International Space Station. But that was my question that I thought of as I was walking into the room and decided to ask it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think astronaut came first.
I think it did. But
because
we
has
give
to
it a
go
good
back
old goog.
To, I'm going
to
go look
way
it up.
Back to like back in the days when like in the Latin
the Latin.
Well, no, I'm sure it has Latin meanings, but there was no reason.
I'm educated.
I talk
goes
for
back,
a living.
It goes back to the Latin.
A pluribus lunum.
I'm dumb. So, yeah. No. I would assume that they had words back then. Back in the old school days, where they thought of space people, they probably thought were like space people, so they were astronauts.
Yeah, okay. Space people.
Them space peoples.
Like right. God.
And another...
space guy.
It doesn't matter at all, has nothing to do with our main topic. What was the dumbest drink you've ever made? Alcoholic beverage. I'll give you mine.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Me too.
So... I, in high school, as we all did, let's not kid ourselves. Sorry, Dad. I realize this is probably a revelation to you. We drank in high school.
I what? Did not.
What? No. Come on.
I really
did.
Didn't.
I did.
I did. But I went to a Christian school, so I didn't drink until college.
Well, it's probably where I would assume Christian schools, They harbor alcoholics.
Hello, Jesus, hi, here I am.
But Jesus drank wine.
He literally turned water into wine.
Yeah. So it's all right to have a sip of that every now and again.
Every now and
so,
then.
In high school, all we could have, all we found to drink was peppermint schnapps.
Okay.
So we get that, take it to my friend's place, and all he has to mix it with is diet slice.
Gross.
It was the worst
What's
drink.
What's diet slice?
It's like an orange drink.
Okay, that's what I was imagining.
And then it's diet, so all like the good tasting stuff is taken
gone.
Out and replaced
right.
by them.
So
it was, why wouldn't you just drink the schnapps?
Oh, because this was like when we were
Why
like,
did you have to mix it?
Because it was pretty rough to drink
coffee.
Straight alcohol.
Yeah. Or water. Just cut it with water.
Yeah, water.
Okay, everybody's got water.
We needed the sugary substance. We didn't know anything. You think we're smart? This was not a good idea from the start. Well, I realized that.
Hey, okay. You're drinking peppermint schnapps. Go raid the liquor cabinet and find something a little better.
It's all we could drink. It's all we could find. We didn't want to go play Hey Mister. So what's the worst drink you've made?
I feel like Greg Jake is being so judgmental, but I'm sure he's done something just as dumb or dumber.
I've heard stories about him drinking paint thinner.
Okay, yeah. So the dumbest thing...
I cut it with water.
Can I get a paint thinner and diet slice, please? Thank you.
So, can I get it pressed?
Elena, what was your most ridiculous drink?
Freshman year of college, I was still new to the drinking. And for whatever reason, I mean, you're not 21. You're working with what you're given.
Of course.
And it was like Boone's Farm or like the MD 2020. Have y'all had those?
Mad Dog.
Of course.
Mad Dog, baby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this was like some kind of one of the blue raspberry Boone's Farm. And we mixed Boone's Farm with Bacardi rum. Like that's what.
That is alcoholism instantly.
Instantly.
Ooh.
It's like your mix, like my mixer was alcohol.
Yeah.
It's pretty good though. I'm pretty smart.
I cut it with alcohol.
Yeah, you did. You went hardcore with it.
Yeah.
Mine
and
is not,
I've always been hardcore.
Mine's not alcoholic based. So my buddy Chris and I, this was back in high school. I think we were either juniors or seniors. And we were having a one-up competition.
Oh gosh.
And basically I won. I won't get into all the steps that led up to this,
okay.
But I won. So I took a glass of milk, just a standard quality glass of milk, nice and cold. Everybody loves a nice cold glass of milk, right?
Sure. 2% or whole?
I would assume day this was probably a 2%.
No, whole's better.
But I don't.
Chocolate.
Doesn't matter.
Back to you have a
So I've got
glass
a nice ice cold glass of milk, and just think about how delicious it is when you're drinking it. Now, mix in.
Mm-mm.
A big, giant scoop of lemonade powder.
Blam. Oh, boy.
Mix that in real nice.
How old are you?
I'm probably 17, 18.
Cool.
And I drank it.
Gross.
And it was terrible.
I'm sure.
And Chris was like, no way, man. No way. I'm not going to do it. And I'm like, you know what? Just to put the whole thing to bed to make sure that no one would ever do this and I would remain the winner for all time. I made another nice, big, cold glass of milk, dumped one scoop of lemonade in, another scoop of lemonade in, and then I took an entire lemon, a whole lemon, sliced it all up, squeezed it, got it all in there.
Muddled it in there real good.
Muddled it in real nice. And
it
was terrible, but I drank it.
Would you rather have that again or MD 2020?
Oh, I'll drink MD 2020 and Bacardi all day. There's nobody in their right mind is going to drink a nice big fat glass of milk with lemonade and lemons in it ever.
Now I kind of want to try it.
See,
it's the worst.
I was thinking that
don't
too.
Do it.
It almost sounds like it's kind of you got the creamy vibe, but then you have like a little bit of the punch at the end.
You can't mix citrus and milk.
Oh no, I didn't think about this. Did it curdle?
It didn't have enough time to curdle, but
oh.
You can't. You just can't do it. It's disgusting.
Have
it's
you guys,
the worst.
Have you guys heard of those like joke shots that you mess with people with?
No.
So okay. So there's two that I know of. There's one called the Blue Wave, and so you get a shot of like blueberry vodka in one shot glass. It's a two parter, and then the other one you just get a shot of regular vodka.
Okay.
What people don't know is that the bartenders are in on this, and the regular vodka is actually just water.
Okay.
So what you do is you go to the bar and you go, you tap on the bar and you go, give me the blue, give me the blue, give me the blue, and then take the shot of blue vodka. And then you slide down the bar a little ways and you go, give me the wave, give me the wave, give me the wave. And they throw the shot of vodka, which is water, directly in your face.
Okay.
And then the second one is called a cement mixer. And you get...
I've heard of cement mixers. I don't think I've ever had one.
You get Kahlua and lime juice.
Yeah.
And so it's a two-part shot again. So you do the Kahlua shot and then you do the lime juice. And it glues your gums to your teeth.
What?
I had pretty mean friends
back
in the day.
That's hilarious.
I think that's
a good one.
All right,
and my friends do the Rumple Roulette.
Ooh, okay.
So however many people you are, there's two shots of Rumple and two shots of water.
Okay.
Or regular vodka if you're crazy. And you have to, like, do roulette and see who.
You put on, like, a Lazy Susan and spin
it? Yeah, we have Lazy Susans at the bars we go to.
Don't ever say Lazy Susan again.
We could just call them Lazy Elenas.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up. but that's pretty bad. Because who likes Rumple?
No one. Unless you mix it with Diet Slice.
Everybody in Northwest Florida loves Rumple.
No.
When I lived in Pensacola, went to a bar called The Islander, and everybody in there, it was like shots of Rumple, shots of Rumple.
See, all my guy friends right now are on this Rumple kick. And like, when they're purchasing a shot for me, it's, you don't get to be picky. They're like, hey, you want a shot? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it's Rumple. And I'm like, gross. No, I don't want this.
You know the reason behind this, right?
They're degenerates.
Well, here's the secret is that if you're giving somebody a shot of Jaeger, probably don't want to make out with them afterwards. Mm-hmm. If you're giving them a Rumple mint shot, then you're getting the fresh minty stuff.
And that's the other shot I don't want.
Jaeger? Oh, it's disgusting. My friend Steve, he sends me, you know Steve.
Oh, I know
Super Steve. Super Steve. Is the most warped person I've ever met in my life, where he's an LSU guy, right? So those Louisianans, they're crazy people because they just drink all day, every day, for no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But for Steve, when it's an LSU game day, he gets out to the stadium, out into the tailgate scene, and he'll send me pictures at 7 a.m. of him doing like the Cam Newton, the dap thing, whatever it is. And then he'll get on one knee and then just start chugging Jaeger at 7 a.m.
What? That's a professional.
You did it.
I did it, but it didn't stay down for very long. Ooh.
You nearly died.
It was a bad, bad trip. We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
More drinking and debauchery happens at music festivals than anywhere else. The second weekend of Coachella just wrapped up. Got a couple of stats for you. 32 million people in America go to at least one music festival. I don't know how, what the loose terms of music festival is for this, and I'll get into that here in a second. But 32 million people go to a music festival. The average number of miles traveled to go to the music fest, guess how many?
15.
15 miles?
15 miles. That would put us, like... barely into a major city from where we're standing right now.
Yeah, I think I'm hilarious.
I mean, hey, to be fair, Trey, you did travel less than 15 miles.
True.
To go to a music festival this weekend.
True.
And
okay.
You know what? Okay, go ahead.
No. Elena, what's your guess?
I would say like 350.
Yeah. 903 miles. I guess that's because people are flying across the Atlantic Ocean. That's got to bump up the average, but
yeah.
903 miles is what the internet tells me. What were you going to say, Greg?
I was just going to say you have to figure out what constitutes a music festival.
Exactly.
I agree. We're going to get into that in 2 seconds. Okay. I have one more trivia question.
There's a festival, and then there's just like a concert.
Right. Okay.
So I have one more little trivia question. Okay. Do you think more people get arrested on the first weekend of Coachella or the second weekend of Coachella?
I'm going to say first.
I'll just go second on it to be different.
All right. So first weekend, 134 people on average get arrested. The second weekend, only 101. People calm down after weekend one.
I think it's that whole, it's what I was talking to Kelly Raspberry about a few minutes ago because she went to Vegas for her birthday. And when you get there, no matter your vacation, like wherever you're going, your vacation, you go hardcore that first day or two. And then you're like, got to kind of calm it down a little bit. So I would assume with Coachella or any of these other big festivals, you get there and you're so amped up.
You're raging.
You've got your tent set up and you're drinking the whole time you're setting your tent up. You're not eating. You're not thinking about it because you're in the vibe. You got the music going. You're setting your tent up. You're drinking. You're doing your drugs. And then you're
doing your drugs.
Wandering into somebody else's tent and
doing their drugs.
Yeah. That's so where things happen.
I know that you two are big live music people. Elena, you're going to a music fest this coming weekend. Greg,
I
Jake, I think you went to like the Mozart and Bach music festival back in the day, right?
That's dumb.
I actually came from music this weekend, I came from something that I would say technically isn't a music festival.
Okay, why is it not a music festival?
Well, I would say this concert has music festival vibes. I went to something called the Street Party in Lubbock, Texas, this past weekend. The reason that I think it rivals music festivalness is because it is an annual event. You come to expect it every April in Lubbock. I think we're on like the third year, but still, this will be a tradition that continues. They shut down the street right out front of one of the most popular bars in Lubbock called the Blue Light Live. And there are...
Did you get paid for that? Did you get paid for that plug?
No, I love Blue Light. It's my favorite.
Okay, just checking.
It's my favorite bar in Lubbock because that's where all the live music is.
It's because it's the only bar in Lubbock, but that's okay.
And there's a few different acts, so.
Well, okay, this is where.
It rivals the festivalness.
This is where the difference comes in. How many stages? Was there one stage or were there multiple stages?
Okay, again, there's one stage.
Not a festival.
But see, Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival, technically, they do have two stages, but they don't have concerts going on at the same time. So at Larry Joe, which is where I'm going this weekend, it's one of my favorite music festivals of all time. It's just like redneck drunkenness and a blast. But there's something called the Allsup stage that people play more like listening room type shows during the day that starts at like 1. And then the main stage goes on at 4:35.
But does so anything does
there, there's no overlap.
Forth?
There's no overlap.
Okay.
People go to the Allsup stage or they're still asleep. But like the real festival and concert and happeningness is in front of main stage. And then there's a little bar with a stage that people play the after party.
I would say a festival has to last several days.
So Larry Joe last day. Larry Joe started yesterday.
Did the street party.
Street party is one day. But it's kind of weird because there was another concert at Blue Light the night before. And so like a lot of people
carried over the party.
Did both. So I went, it was one of my friend's CD releases that Friday night. So I went to that. So I was in the same place like all weekend. But technically, I mean, if we're going off technicalities, I would say it's not a festival. It's just kind of has some similar qualities.
I went to something that has the term fest in it this weekend. And it by no means was it a festival. It was very, very, it was, like it was a lame tornado is how I would describe it.
All right.
So it's called Canal Fest right out here outside of our studio. I live like 2 minutes away if you drive. If
you
drive
over here,
okay. He told me that he went here.
I was wondering who would come to that, and it's Trey.
I know.
Of course.
He told me this morning that he went there, and I thought he was joking because things you need to know about Trey that you might not is doesn't like people, doesn't like clothes, doesn't like leaving his house.
Don't worry. There weren't people here for me to be bothered by.
That's hilarious. Okay, so you came to Canal Fest.
Let me give you the backstory. So there's supposed to be really bad weather on Friday night. My girlfriend was coming over. I was like, hey, I'm going to go move my car to my work parking garage so that you can park underneath my awning. Nobody gets hail on them.
The nicest boyfriend.
That is actually really considerate.
Like, he's really grown up.
I know. It's weird.
Only with her. But.
So you walked home.
I just get a little exercise, you know what I mean? Keep the glutes nice and tight.
Mm-hmm.
You see them? Are they all right?
Yeah.
All right, Greg, what do you think?
Below
nice
average.
Butt.
Feel it. Come and feel it, Greg.
No?
Okay. All right, so.
A hard no?
So I park my car up here, walk home, have ourselves a nice Friday night. I wake up on Saturday morning and I go, I think I got an email saying Canal Fest is going to be today and anybody still here will be towed.
Oh no.
Golly.
Oh no. That's why you came. There had to have been a reason.
And so we ended up coming back up here to get my car, and Kara was like, oh, we should just come up here and have ourselves a fun time. We'll walk, see what's going on up here. So we come back, get my car, go home, and then we walk all the way back down here from my place, and there is roughly 17 people.
Oh no.
Now I spent about $40, which I think was about 78% of their gross revenue for the day.
Oh, no.
On alcohol?
Two beers, two barbecue sandwich, and a pulled pork sandwich. Delicious. And got to have the great stylings, music stylings of, I think it was Chris O'Brien.
Okay. Chris O'Brien.
Yeah, top notch over there. And young up-and-comer, probably haven't heard of her. She's just simmering under the surface right now. It was Brittany Stalin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And,
sure.
Yeah, she's coming up real soon. Yeah. I have her CD coming. I'll play you some.
Didn't she have a song called Teardrops on My Guitar?
I think that, yeah, that sounds familiar.
Tim McGraw?
Yeah, something along those lines. And so I come down here, and there are multiple stages. So does it count as a music fest?
I don't even have to have the multiple stages. I think that the day count is more important.
The day count?
Yeah. Okay.
That's more festival.
So today is not today, but like what you went to was a fest,
not a festival.
But if it goes more than one day, then it's a festival. Is that what we're concluding?
I could get on board with that.
That's not a bad
with that
definition.
Logic.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a fest. You came to a fest.
There was also a nondescript tent with otters.
I'm sorry, what?
Otters, like the little amphibious creatures.
Yeah.
So, the lady was wearing like a North Face jacket and just had a couple of otters
what
out there.
What was the tie in there?
I maybe would have come for the otters. Could you play with them?
Kara was sitting there playing with them the whole time.
Really?
And that was her best part of the trip, which I guess was my best part of the trip down here, because...
What, you didn't like Brittany Stalin?
Brittany Stalin, she had swagger on stage. Let me tell you, you should have seen what she was doing up there with the dancing. It was might as well have been Beyonce in her prime.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Let me ask you just a quick question about the otters.
Yeah, of course.
If you were to take one of those otters and shoot it into space... Would it become an astronauter?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. I like what you did. Yeah.
That was my big festival weekend. I wanted to get into what goes on at music festivals in your world. Elena, I know that you're like really big into drugs these days.
What?
And so I was wondering how early does the meth get passed around at Larry Joe Taylor?
We're all too poor for meth.
Poor for meth? That's real poor. No, really. What are our average price tickets for a music fest, do you think?
I think a 5-day ticket for Larry Joe is like, if you do like the pre-sale.
A 5-day?
Is like 80 or maybe 108.
Okay, that's not bad.
There's an 8 in there.
There's no way there's a 5-day festival. That can't
it
be
actually,
right.
Okay, no, literally Larry Joe Taylor Music Festival started yesterday. And they call it like the pre-festival. And so they just have like a couple acts a day. And then the actual party starts on Wednesday.
Are you going to be sleeping out there?
Yes.
Okay. In what? A tent?
Okay. So listen, what happened was normally my first Larry Joe Taylor that I went to, I luckily, this is worked out for me, a couple days before popped a tire. And I was like, crap, what am I going to do? Well, I had to drive smaller cars and that wouldn't have worked out there. So my rental from my dealership was like a big, giant SUV.
Cool.
So it was great. I slept in my car.
Yeah.
We brought a tent, but I just didn't do that. Every year since, I have friends that travel for work. So I literally just live in an RV. Because it's one of my best guy friends from college. He works on like the wind turbine things.
Mm-hmm.
And so he goes all across the US. So they have a really nice RV. Like shower, bed, kitchen, all the stuff. Like that's their home. So we stay in that every year and I shower every day. It's great. I live the life of luxury, the festival luxury life.
So you're
for
not
Larry
really,
Joe.
You're not really living the festival life though. Because I think the festival life is getting in your tent.
Yeah. See,
and not
I don't want to do that.
For 3 or 4 days.
That was another question.
Staying up for 3 or 4 days because
I don't
just
sleep
gone
a lot.
Tent to tent, just doing meth. No.
Sure.
And, that's what I think of when I'm
for the record, don't do meth either.
That's good. That's good. Stay away from the meth. It's not good for you.
How often will you get to shower at this thing? Give me a number of showers over your 4-day stay.
I shower every single day at Larry Joe Taylor. The first year that I went, when I had to rough it, I was literally driving. This is in Stephenville, or it's at a place right outside of Stephenville. So you have to drive like 20-ish so minutes to get into town. I literally went there. It's a college town. I went to the dorms and I was like knocking on doors and I was like, can I please shower in here? And I found somebody that opened their home for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
But this year, my friend Brittany and Trevor might not be going to Larry Joe Taylor, and I just found out. So I don't know where I'm staying, but I know a ton of people. So I feel like I don't really care where I sleep as long as I get to shower at least once a day.
Do you bring alcohol, or do you just expect to find it once you get there?
I bring alcohol.
Okay.
There are plenty of places that sell it.
And they sell it, but like they have bars there as well. So you can actually like go to the bar and buy drinks. But why would you do that if you can bring it in for yourself and pay $12 for an entire bottle instead of $12 for a drink?
I still can't believe there's a 5-day festival. Who does that?
Steamboat is long as well. Steamboat is the one I went to in January. If y'all listened to my crazy story on the Kid Craddock show that I told.
I tune out when you're on.
So nice.
Thanks a lot.
Maybe you haven't changed.
But that one is full on festival. It's several days. I went to literally Colorado and there's 7 stages.
Yeah.
Music going on all at the same time. Like you have to pick what shows you want. You have to like logistically plan out your day of where you want to go.
Too much work. That seems like way too much work.
That one is a lot of work and it's freezing and there's snow and stuff. I like Larry Joe because it's right up the road. I can get there in a couple hours.
What's the food of choice?
Corn dogs.
Corn dogs? Okay. You can't, to me, the ultimate festival food is a gigantic turkey leg. Which I found out is not even actually a turkey leg. It's some other animal that they've just dubbed as a turkey leg.
Then what meat are you eating?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But somebody listening will let us know. But it's not a turkey leg.
Interesting. That concerns me.
At the festival, I would just live off of corn dogs, meth, and diet slice and peppermint schnapps.
And peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, you need to stay away from the meth. The other stuff
is fine.
But
the peppermint schnapps and slice is fine.
Yeah.
But
I prefer to freebase it.
I food.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Steamboat, I did that on a budget. I didn't have a lot of money, and I was like, can I pull this trip off? I literally packed in my luggage granola bars, and I did not pay for any food while I was there. And I'll bring my own food to Larry Joe Taylor as well, just something I can eat a couple times during the day. And if you just walk around, people that have campers and stuff, they're cooking, and everybody is the nicest. That's what I love about this stuff is, like, you're like, it's like a festival family. Like, everybody is there to help you.
Yeah.
And we'll feed you. I'll just walk past me like, you want a burger? I'm like, yeah.
So if it's a multiple day thing, would you consider a NASCAR race a festival? Because people get out there 3 or 4 days early and they bring their RVs and their campers and they set it all up and they stay out there for 3 or 4 days.
Is festival music only, or can there be other?
I don't know.
I mean, they just did like the arts festival this weekend.
There's music that happens at NASCAR.
But music is art. What music happens at NASCAR?
I guess they have bands and stuff that play. I mean, it's not like they're not bringing Brad Paisley out there or anything, but they might bring, like, you know, Charles Paisley out there, his half-brother.
Charles Paisley, I like it.
He's singing, he got a little mud on the bike tires.
Oh, that's debatable. Thank you guys very, very much. Greg, Elena, I appreciate it. Hopefully you do just fine this weekend, making sure you got enough food, finding some shelter.
I'm excited. If you're going to Larry Joe Taylor and want to, you know, house me for the weekend, let me know.
That gets edited out immediately.
Bring your watering can so that she can have a shower.
My shower.
All right. Don't do too much meth, Elena.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
A reasonable amount of meth.